Hey, listener. This podcast contains some sensitive things that may or may not trigger you in a certain way. So, listener discretion is advised.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Welcome back to the Donola podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. We've been gone for a while, huh?
Yeah.
We have.
Everyone's been busy.
Yeah.
Like...
Ah, fuck you, no one fucking cares, ah. Who asked you to wait for us for 1 month, stupid?
You know, I've just been spamming people's IG inboxes.
Are you?
Asking them to... Yeah, I've been personally spamming the IG inboxes.
Uh-huh.
And then asking, like, certain people to, like, wondering if they would come on to the Donola podcast.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. No hit so far. And then I tried last night I tried DMing from the Donola podcast IG page. Amelia Henderson.
Did you get Amelia Henderson?
No. Oh. She hasn't replied yet. But then she's always around Bangsao. It's just ambush her somewhere.
Yeah, just drive around hey Amelia, we've seen your movie. It's not the best, but you know, you want to come to our podcast?
She's going through her lawsuit, right?
Because of the I wear sexy thing, is it?
No, I don't know. She has a tiff with the producer of
hers. Pulau?
No. Some other one. Other producer, yeah. So I'm just wondering, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Malaysia, can you actually if you get called to court, right, and asked to settle it, right?
Yeah.
Can you ask to settle it by trial, by combat?
That is actually a very good proposal to the law, the bar in Malaysia.
If can, right, dude, the amount of, the possibilities, we.
It's just to fight it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, settle out of court, lah. And this thing to settle out of court to a very, to a more literal meaning. It's everybody is settle dua padang lah, settle this lah, settle that lah. I settle lah.
So I'm thinking.
Settle dua court.
You know, it's a fasting month.
Yeah.
And a lot of, I think it's slowed down. The Malay animosity has kindness, but it's early in the month lah. You'll be seeing a lot more cases further towards the end of the fasting month when people are fucking fed up already.
Yeah, it's like I'm done with fasting for the last three weeks. Fuck this shit. I want chaos.
So you can see tempers flaring.
Yeah.
Middle towards the end because people have been fasting so much, they're tired, they're hangry.
Yes, they are.
So there are a lot more cases of anger, anger.
So
issues.
you want the law council to actually implement the trial by combat?
No, yes, that, but also for my Chindian friends.
Oh.
Or my Chinese friends who look Malay.
Oh.
Or my non-Malay friends who look Malay.
My heart goes out to you guys because I don't give a shit. I'm the fairest Chinese man you've ever seen.
Yeah.
So my heart goes out to you guys who are Chinese and dark-skinned and people are like, you tak puasa.
Yeah, so all these people, this group, right, who constantly get harassed by Malays during the fasting month for looking Malay and eating in public. Right, you can actually sue these guys for harassment, though.
Oh yes, right. Yes.
And then once you get to court, and then can you have the whole legal where the lawyers sit down together and say how do you want to settle this and everything, or do you want to go to court?
Yeah.
Okay. When that happens,
the mitigation period. Yeah.
You ask, I want trial by combat.
I bet the lawyers be like,
I want trial by combat. I want this Malay fucker who called me out during the fasting month for eating in public, even though I'm not Malay, I'm not Muslim, to meet me outside.
Okay, so I have a question for you. You're a more experienced journalist than I am, right? Okay. So you know you dabbled into law a little bit, somewhat, right?
I mean, property law lah.
Okay, so has there been an instance where lawyers from the same firm go against each other? Do you think that's possible?
From my experience, never happened before, lah.
It will be fun if you get the group from the same firm, because then one person just goes, I want trial by combat, and then the both of them just look at each other like.
But the thing about trial by combat is that it would work in the States, because last time one of the how you settle things was through trial by combat. But Malaysia, Asian countries never had that.
We were
more diplomatic in that sense.
You're not fucking around, right? There is actually trial by combat.
Last time in the US, where like
when they fight, they
duel. Pistol duels?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes.
Back then in the
cowboy ages.
Cowboy, and then during Abe Lincoln's time.
Yes.
So they had duels.
Okay, yeah.
Right, and the rules were like, you should read up on this. It was really, really interesting. There were rules to
on the duel.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like a 50-50 chance that you'll get a shot out of a stick where you will fucking die.
You know why they had it, in the cowboy era, they had it at noon?
Why?
It's because you didn't want to give the other person an advantage or a disadvantage when the sun is not at its zenith.
So it's like right in the middle. So
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's why like it's high noon.
Okay.
Because
I thought it was just for show.
No, because
logic behind it. Okay.
Because the sun will be right above you, so that it wouldn't like if both of them. So either both of them will be glared or none of them will be glared.
That is so genius.
And then during Abraham Lincoln's time, where trial by while pistol duels were still around, like you had to have like each person in the duel had to have like a representative, right?
Okay.
To help you out. To just like reload your gun cover window.
You got a guy who helped you. He's like a caddy for you.
Yeah, it's like a caddy for you. And then you had to have a medical officer present, and you had to have like two or three witnesses.
This is legit. Holy shit.
This is legit. And that's why like it's not being implemented in the United States anymore, but the trial by combat the ruling is still there. You know, it's just that you don't do it anymore.
So technically in America, you could still tell people that you want trial by combat.
In certain states you can.
Holy shit.
But here's the thing, like I don't think Asian countries ever had that ruling.
Yeah, because we've never had guns, we had swords.
Yeah.
How do you trial by combat with swords?
Yeah, exactly.
It's stupid.
I mean like,
what if the guy brings a lance?
Yeah.
It's kind of shit, right? Yeah. Then high noon, don't give a shit about the glare. It's like, oh, one step. I'm like, ah, damn it, you have the upper hand.
Just wear like full mirrored armor.
Yeah.
Just blind the fucker.
So going back to the question of like trial by combat.
Yeah.
Do you think that Abe Lincoln maybe missed the memo about trial by combat and he got shot by John Wilkes Booth because of that? It's like maybe John Wilkes Booth was like, I'll send the trial by combat.
There were so many conspiracies surrounding that.
Mm.
Like, there are so many adaptations and so many iterations of the incident happening, right?
Yeah.
That like, you don't know what's real. Yeah. The only thing that's true is that John Wilkes Booth like shot him in the theater.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Which is like, maybe John Wilkes Booth was like, okay, let me just write it down. Like, dear Abraham. Dear Abe, you have been honest with everyone so far. However, I do not like you. Therefore, I invite you to a trial by combat. I challenge you to a duel. I challenge you to a duel. At the theater at this time.
No.
At the booth that he was in.
Yeah.
And Abraham was just watching his his show, and John Wilkes Booth is like, he's here. Everyone is just too busy watching the theater, and he's just like, this.
Actually, this is what I think happened.
Okay.
So John Wilkes Booth sent the letter asking Abe to have a duel, right?
It was
for the next day. And then Abe wrote back, LOL, get wrecked, son.
And then he was like, fuck you.
It was kind of like a, okay, like, I'll attend it. But then John Wilkes Booth like got the letter back. It was like, fuck! Fuck!
I gotta shoot him now!
Honest Abe! Now dishonest!
John Wilkes Booth is
and
innocent,
just
guys.
Shot him in the theater.
Yeah. Technically, John Wilkes Booth won, lah.
Yeah.
The trial by combat by a landslide, bro, by a headshot.
Holy shit. Point blank range.
Yes. I mean, it's kind of unfair, but you know, it's a gentleman's game. Yeah. Sometimes you dishonor somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. We started off in a very high note. We had trial by combat. Maybe this is how we should start the Nolak podcast in after like a month of disappearing.
Yeah, I mean both of us like, okay. recording podcasts every single week is draining.
A little bit now, yes.
Right. So that especially now that everyone's busy and work has like gone back to normal.
Yeah.
So like,
Fuck it lah.
I mean, like, we will continue doing this because it's fun for us.
Yeah, I mean, we have plans to do our sponsorship deal after the 100th episode, but we're gonna take our time and drag it as long as we want.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it doesn't, it's like, it's our podcast. We don't care.
Yeah.
If you don't like what we're listening to, just don't fucking listen lah.
Moving down the line, because we want this to go legit,
yeah,
we might like tone down our aggression.
Oh, for sure, for sure. But we gotta get it out first, right? So yeah, we're taking our time.
Yeah,
we're taking our time. You know, things are like, there's a lot of things that anger people everywhere around the country today. You know, you've got politicians who are somewhat smart, somewhat stupid.
Oh my god, I've been binging the Parliament Punya videos.
I surprisingly haven't, but like, I've been watching TikTok a lot, and there's a lot of shit going on, and the Tuan Speaker this time around is a badass, huh, apparently.
I think she just like, they're the duo, right? It's she and he.
She and he, yes.
Tapi I think both of them just stop wanting to take crap from like PN.
Yeah, like
PN and Barisan.
Like, you know, guys, like, Take a note from the opposition of like for 60 years, like PH, right? Like the gang that has been opposition for 60 years. You see the way that they oppose whatever things that you say, it's completely different from how Perikatan Nasional has been like
opposition. If you binge, you can see a trend though. Where like PH now in power just wants to get shit done.
Yeah.
And PN and Barisan are just being petty as fuck. So they're just like,
they're nitpicking.
Nitpicking is one thing, but trying to just nak kacau.
Yeah, it's like, you got this policy on the table. Let me find a little bit of a stupid thing that I can point out over the issue.
And then some of the things like, I think Shahidan Kasim was like,
wait, Shahidan Kasim mana? Siapa?
Shahidan Kasim ke siapa? Was like, just plain interrupting and just like, wait, orang nak, wait, people want to table this though.
Yeah,
people
want to get votes, table first. It
just for like you, and it's not even like something that affects anyone.
Here's the thing about when you go petty, right? When you go petty, you don't listen anymore.
Yeah,
you don't listen. You just go like, why? Like at any point, it's like, why? But actually, if you think about it, if you're a mature person, if you're a mature adult, you're a politician, you should know this shit, right? Like, if you're a mature person, you sit down, listen to what the policy is being tabled, whatever it is, write down things that you're not satisfied with, and then at the end of the tabling, just ask these questions.
I think it was, they were tabling a memo for and it had nothing to do with like politicians ke politics ke or like profit ke apa. It was just a regulation je.
Okay, it was just a regulation, right?
So
right.
It was just like, okay, I nak table ni, just get it approved so that I can do my work, because I need to do this before I can get work done.
Yeah.
And it's basically like, just to memperbaiki sara hidup rakyat Malaysia or some shit like that. And then you have like PN politicians just interrupting, and then the interruptions macam it doesn't has nothing to do with what's being tabled right now.
I feel like
it's just a personal attack, party attack. That's it.
I feel like PN so far has not been a very good opposition. Like, if you're giving a report card, it's like a C.
Yeah.
It's like not even a C plus. It's a C minus, which means that there's a chance that in a few more marks, if I decide to deduct like 2 or 3 more marks, you are going to a D.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's the thing is like, if you're an opposition, yes, I understand that you have to argue the points, or you have to debate the points with the current government of the day. But the thing is, if your job as an opposition is to create chaos in the parliament without getting anything done, then what good are you as an opposition who is supposed to give competition to the current government of the day so that they can make better policies, or so that you can propose better policies? Yeah. It doesn't make sense. And then the people are watching and you're going like, oh, this is the fucking parliament of Malaysia. This is the current opposition. They are petty. They like to create chaos and they don't get work done. Then what does it look like? How is it that this reflects as you being a good opposition?
Obviously not lah. Like, there's a saying, there's someone came up with like, there was this talk I listened to, and it was about the America lah.
Right.
About the Republicans and Democrats.
Mm.
Then like they were saying like the people who are elected as Democratic representatives and or Republican representatives, right?
Right.
They win because not because they're good at their job.
No.
They win because they're good at winning.
They win because they're good at winning.
They're good at winning. But when it comes to doing their job, they are fucking useless.
Right.
And that's why, they have been, let's look at the Malaysian political scene, right?
Okay.
You have different parties, right?
Yes.
You have Pakatan Harapan, you have DAP, you have MIC, you have MCA, you have BN, you have Perikatan Nasional, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's in the... So when elections happen, you have to letak orang yang like fight for that area lah kan?
Yes, for sure. Yep.
So obviously as a party, right, you have to put the person that can win.
For sure, yes.
Right?
Yes, for sure, for sure.
Them knowing how to do their job has nothing to do with anything.
Mm.
As long as they can win the area,
mm.
Hanayo Tamantun.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Confirm she can win. Majority Chinese.
Yep.
And then intellectual Malays lah.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Intellectual Malays and Indians.
Yep.
And then like, Kimak, like, apa nama tu, Pekan. Pekan
Najib.
Pekan Najib. This is last time lah before he got like...
He got arrested.
Arrested lah. So Najib, Pekan. Because they, as long as he keeps spending money in Pekan...
Yeah.
Taking care of his constituency, people in this constituency.
Yep.
No one gives a fuck, bro. No one gives a fuck about his like corruption case, benda. And so you put Najib there lah, because you know
it's the logical thing to do if you're
and
a party.
Yep. And them taking KJ out of Rembau
was a big mistake.
Was a big mistake because but then they put in Tok Mat lah.
Lucky for Rembau lah.
Yeah, they put in Tok Mat because like. End of the day, Tok Mat will win hands down lah.
For sure, for sure. I mean, he deserves it in either way lah. Yeah. He's a good politician, yes.
But it was like, it was bad for KJ because Tok Mat came back to fight, right?
Yep.
So here's the thing, like when you look at the Malaysian political system, when you look at parliament punya proceedings apa semua kan, fuck dude, all these people, right, you know for a fucking fact that like they don't know how to do their jobs.
Yeah.
All they know is how to win, and that's how they're in those seats because they can win,
which is very annoying, very annoying, but it's fine. Like I think for me,
so do you know why a lot of Barisan speakers, parliament speakers are quiet now? Because PN's doing a really good job at stirring shit up. That's why like, okay, I don't have to do anything. Dulu tak, kalau tidak Bomota yang bising kan. Bomota lah, apa nama, who
Najib
else
when he was there, he was still make noise.
So that's why they can take a back seat right now, because PN is doing a fucking good job at stirring shit, bro.
Yeah, just for the sake of
just
it, right?
Just for the sake of stirring shit up.
But you know what, fuck it. I'm like, this is the current political state in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Now at the very least, things are being done. Not to say all of it is being done, but like at the very least, things are being done.
You have to look at it like outside of parliament. If you look at things inside parliament, right, you know shit's not getting done lah. But you have to look at their roles outside of parliament lah.
Yeah,
like Anthony Lok lah, Hannah Yeo lah, you Teresa Kok lah.
Yeah. And I remember I was watching a clip from TikTok, and Anthony Lok was talking to, I think it was Seremban?
Yeah.
Arau.
Arau.
It was Arau. I think it was Arau. Where they said like, Puskakom, the Puspacom issue, and he's opening up tenders or slots for other transportation contractors to come in.
That's good.
To compete, right? And I think Arau kind of wanted to spin it in another way, whereby he's saying like, oh, you might be thinking that Puspacom, you want to monopolize Puspacom. Anthony wants to monopolize Puspacom by, you know, introducing new infrastructure and also correcting things within Puspacom.
Mm.
And I remember Anthony Lok was very good at what he said. It's like, okay, I'm not saying that Puspacom should still be here, but you know, you want to open tender for a new facility, a new contractor, can. Even if you wanna come and do, you wanna open Arau, do open. It was like an open challenge to say, you see, you do lah. You do. See how better, how much good can you get? Do.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love this petty energy sometimes from the current government day. It's like, okay lah, fine, you make so much noise. Do.
Yeah.
You got money, right? Do ah.
Yeah.
Do. Your taxpayers give you money, right? Do. And then you see Arau just,
Yeah. You like, just call them out on their shit, lah.
Yeah, come on, man. If you want, if you wanna be an opposition and you wanna be petty, when you fight, you make sure you fight, right? You always have something petty to fight back.
Yeah.
You don't someone tell you a good point, then you go, oh yeah. What kind of fucking opposition is that?
But then again, like I'm quite happy with how PH is doing work right now. Like, honestly, Teresa Koch, just shut the fuck up, lah.
Oh my god.
You know she went after Najib's cat?
Yeah. Yeah, no, not only Najib, it was Syed Saddiq's cat as well, right?
Syed Saddiq's cat, yeah.
Because it died or something. I can't remember what it was.
Najib's, Syed Saddiq's cat died, Najib's cat was just fat. Yeah. So she just called out Najib's cat. I saw the Najib's cat one lah. I was like, kucing awak gemuk.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, the cat's, the kucing tak kacau kau, bro.
The stupid thing about it is that, you know, Teresa Koch has been winning Sepute for years now, right? Like every single GE that I've been alive to see, Teresa Koch has always won it, right? And I think she's just bored.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have like, you think that she would have like the best BM, but somehow it just gets like, she's like a direct Chinese person, you know? It's like, oh, you're cat fat.
The auntie, yeah. The Chinese auntie, yeah.
She's gotten older. She's become an auntie.
Yeah.
Which is very annoying because then you know when you go and see her, she's like, are you married already or not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Why you so go, fat, Aga?
Why you, Aga? You want a husband or not? Why you so fat?
Yeah.
Why you don't work out?
Yeah. Like no that. Filter and...
And then you she's going to eventually turn into the relative that nobody wants to talk to.
Dear Sepute is currently an independently governing area. So dia tak payah nak buat banyak sangat dah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when she was awal-awal tu, she put in the effort to like make sure that it can independently run. And all she has to do is just maintain authority over it lah.
Correct.
Like keep staying in power lah. Yes. And everyone in Sepute is just like, Teresa.
Who else better than Teresa, right? Yeah. Like just vote for her lah.
Yeah, just vote for
her. Just fuck it lah, vote for her lah. Who better?
Fucking Sepute people, they want change but they don't want change at the same time.
Yeah, because they're like, who else? Who else can do? And I think the Sepute population also, I think it's a healthy mix of like young
and
old.
As long as their walkway to Mid Valley is maintained, no one gives a shit who's in power.
As long as the train station still bypasses the gardens, I am not going to say anything.
Sepute. Sepute.
One day the walkway from the Sepute station to the Bangsa station is close to the gardens, they're fucking recovered, man. Teresa, what the fuck are you doing? How dare you? We'll never vote for you again the next GE. How fucking dare you?
Never mind the fact that it always smells like piss.
Yeah, I know, right? This is why I don't take public transport.
Maybe Anthony, Teresa Koch is the one pissing there, lah.
just for fucks, right?
No, like, she's marking her territory. next GE coming up, I need to mark my territory. The entire walkway there gets pissed on.
The aides just stand there like, what am I doing here?
2 a.m. people are just walking back from like work, from their jobs at Mid Valley. Right?
What are you doing here?
Why are you squatting here? And then she just hisses.
Then the aide just goes over, gives pockets, gives that 50 ringgit, and goes like, don't tell anyone what you saw today.
Go home, come back home, right? Ma, I saw Teresa Koch pissing on the walkway again. Just let the BGs coming.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that is like the state of the current Malaysian government. There are a lot of things that are happening in the state of Malaysia right now.
Yeah.
Some things to note that I would like to talk about later is that, okay, first of all, Ramadan bazaars, apparently people are complaining that it's expensive and people are wasting food.
You got your bazaar Ramadan story for this year?
I do not.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, okay.
You should get one before the fasting month ends.
I'm thinking about it.
Everyone has a bazaar Ramadan story.
Okay.
Something weird that happened. Something like whatever. Something
fucked up lah, for sure. Something fucked up. Okay, so the thing is, I want to talk about two big things today, but I'm going to keep it at a healthy pace in this show, this episode. First of all, yes, bazaar Ramadan, definitely wanted to talk about. The second of all is, are you aware of the BBSM girl?
Oh yeah.
Okay, let's not talk about that now.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later.
Did you see the video?
I did.
It was, I was expecting more.
I know. I will bring my points in, but let's go into your bazaar Ramadan story.
My bazaar Ramadan story was just like straightforward. So 2 weeks ago, I haven't been to flag training for Jux training in two weeks.
Yes, you have not yet.
So the first week I missed it out is because Michelle wanted to go to a bazaar Ramadan. right. making experience. Our second week is because of Cheng Ming lah.
Okay.
But the first week, right? So she was like, "Oh, I want to go to a Bazaar Ramadan. Can you okay. skip training?" I'm like, "Yeah, I can skip training lah. Let me spend time with my wife."
For
right.
For sure lah. For sure. For sure.
Okay. So then I asked her, "Where do you want to go?"
Okay.
The thing that like, it didn't take, it didn't piss me off or whatever, but it like gave a very anxious feeling.
Oh.
Was when she said, "I want to go to Stadium Shah Alam."
Oh.
Now, whoever, anyone who has ever gone to Stadium Shah Alam knows that it is the largest, it is one of the largest,
mm-hmm.
right? Like maybe top three largest bazaar, right?
Mm.
You would know that it's one of the top, the one of the largest Bazaar Ramadans, but right. it's also one of the worst.
Oh,
because the it's the because people go there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because like there's so many people there. I did not have fun there.
I absolutely did not have fun.
Do you know like Michelle waited 1 hour in line for Mutabak?
No, just what
because
the hell?
Yeah, yeah, just because like, apparently like there were a lot of people and it should be good. Okay, but to be fair, it was good lah.
Okay.
It was good, good.
Okay,
but
justified.
1 hour for Mutabak, right?
It's too crazy though, yeah. It's not worth it. It's crazy.
So I got there. So we got there like, we got there at 5.
Okay.
Right, because fuck it, we're not fasting, right? We just makan, right? We don't have to be like all those Malays who like buy food at 4, stare at it for 3 hours.
Yeah, yes.
Right? Yeah.
Is it time yet?
Yeah, by the time you buka, dah basi dah.
Yeah, ayo, kesian.
So we got there at 5.
Uh-huh.
5, there was no parking at all. Right. We got lucky because we parked at the far end to coming out of Stadium Shah Alam at right. the junction.
Right.
It was another like, it was a 10-minute walk
okay.
from there.
Okay.
So got there, there was like a traffic jam into the bazaar because so many people were coming in and out.
Of course, of course.
When you get there, you can only walk in the middle.
Okay.
Because you can't walk at the sides. So you can't see food because so many people lining up.
Oh, because they're lining up for the food. Yeah. Okay.
So you can't see the food. There were so many people. And then by 5 p.m.,
uh-huh.
like, obviously, the nasi biryani, lamb shanks and shit like that were sold out. Lah.
For sure. Lah.
Yeah.
By 5 sold o'clock, out. Yeah.
So by 5 o'clock...
But were there scalpers outside selling
there? No, there weren't. I think this was like personal, like own consumption good.
Personal yeah. shopper for food, right? Yeah. You know?
Or they just buy bulk and then sell another pasar malam.
That's what I said. Like, that's why I mentioned like scalpers. Like, this yeah. guy's like, "Hey, bang. Tu apa lengchep nasi Arab lengchep tu yeah. tak ada kan?
Ni chef amamnya ke? Bukan bang. Tapi sama dengan chef amamnya kan? Bukan bang. Okay, saya nak satu. Sama kan? Tak sama bang. Okay, make sure sama eh. Tak sama bang. Chef Amar kat sana.
Dekat USJ.
Ha, USJ.
USJ tu kat mana? Dekat Shah Alam. Dekat. Bas satu.
USJ dengan Shah Alam dekat kan? Boleh lah. Apa sih sama? Bang, abang ingat ni punya nasi berani lamsyah ni ada beradik ke bang?
Ha. Bukannya.
Bukan kan? Tak sama eh?
Mai satu.
Mai satu. Satu je lah. And then like it was so fucking packed. I did not have fun. Like if she had told me, "Hey, I want to go to the bazaar in Kota Kemuning ke, in Bayu ke, whatever," I wouldn't have given two shits about it.
Just in a heartbeat, just go.
But when she said
Shah Alam
Stadium, I was like, fuck. Because it's the place to go. But once you've been there, don't go anymore. Because oh. of the amount of people that are there.
The crowd. It's not worth it.
It's absolutely not worth it. I didn't have fun at all there. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people got COVID from that place.
Ay.
Michelle waited in line for an hour for Mutabak. Yeah. I got whatever I could from the stores that didn't have people. And I just, fuck it. I just went back to her. Going up. And going down took an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, from end to
wow,
end.
Wow, wow,
from
wow,
end
wow.
to okay. end to end back, it took an hour. Because there were so many people, even the shittiest, like the stalls without without that many people were like a 10-15 minute wait. Right? So by the time
because
I got back.
Because everyone's like, "You do."
Yeah.
"You do."
So by the time I got back to Michelle, it already been 1 hour. And ngam, she was paying for Mutabak. After that, I just told her because she wanted tepung blita. So I got tepung blita. I got whatever I could get from that food, from the stalls. And then went back to her. Immediately she said, let's go back.
Of course lah, you waited for an hour, man.
Yeah, then I asked her, you tak nak tengok lagi ke? So like, fuck it, no, man. And I was like, bro, you can't even see the food that they're selling because there are so many people on either side.
This reminds me of Comic Fiesta when I couldn't even see any of the doujin booths because there were so many fucking people in the room.
Exactly. Yeah. It just like it just doesn't took away sense, the magic of going to a bazaar.
Yeah, it's always an experience to go to a bazaar Ramadan. It sucks to hear that you've actually didn't manage to get a good one this time around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I feel damn bad for the Chinese people there because like they were treated as like second rate citizens there.
I mean, aren't we all always treated as second class like, citizens?
This is more obvious.
Yeah. It's only because we're inshallah. Yeah, if you go to Kota Kemuning, there is a little bit of tolerance. Just a little bit of tolerance. But once you enter the border from Kota Kemuning to Shah Alam, you are no longer a person of Malaysia. Yeah. In Malaysia, you are fine. You are an outsider.
So I was in line for nasi lemak, and then there was a Chinese family in front of me, and then there was like
because nasi lemak is the only thing Chinese people eat from Malay family, right? Yeah, for sure.
So I was behind the Chinese person, the Chinese family, and then there was another Malay family, like another Malay dude in front. Another Malay dude behind. I was behind the Chinese family.
Right.
So then I had waited in line because there are two lines for the stall.
Okay.
One is for the nasi kukus, one is for the nasi lemak. But it's the same stall.
Right.
So there are no like markers or anything. So I just waited in line for the nasi kukus, like thinking that if I got that, I just ordered nasi lemak lah. So it's like, oh, sorry. Then I got to the point, I got to it. And I got to the front, and then I was like, bang, nasi lemak. And then the guy at the nasi kukus stall was like, oh, sorry, bang, nasi lemak kat situ.
Oh.
So I have to, you're saying I waited in line for like 15 minutes and I have to wait in another line. And then after that, it was like, I was just like, fuck it, I'll just wait. I don't have any patience anymore.
Fuck it.
Because I just want food.
Yep.
So got behind the Chinese family, and then the Malay guy was shouted to his friend lah, bagi abang ni dulu eh. He didn't offer an explanation tau.
Oh.
Because I was waiting in line for 15 fucking minutes.
Yeah, I didn't know
that there was a line.
Yeah.
So he was saying, he wanted to say to his friend, bagi abang ni nasi lemak sebab he waited in line.
For the wrong line.
For the wrong line.
Yep.
But he said to his friend, bagi abang ni dulu eh. While the Chinese family was clearly in front of me.
Ayo.
There was no explanation.
Ayo.
The Chinese family looked at the guy. And the nasi lemak stall looked at the guy, the nasi kukus stall looked at me, and then they were like, takpelah. They walked out. I felt so fucking bad, bro.
Oh my god.
I would have happily given the Chinese family their order to get their order in first, but because there was lack of communication, right? And there was no clarity, right? The Chinese family thought that they were giving me priority because I was Malay.
Oh no.
I felt so fucking bad.
Now you gotta post it on Reddit. It's like, am I the asshole for pushing away a Chinese family in the nasi lemak stall?
And then knowing me, I was like, shit, I took privilege away from like
you always have these moments, right? You're just like, oh shit, am I the asshole?
Yeah.
What did I do?
And then cause anyone who knows me knows that I would always give Chinese people more privilege than Malays.
Yeah, you married one.
Yeah. And then like I was apparently given privilege in the eyes of the Chinese people.
Go back,
I felt so bad. I wanted to call them back and say you can leave, but they were like, they're black face.
Ayo.
And I was like fucking hungry.
And then when you went Qing Ming, the ancestors smite you a bit, right? Like, you, I'll make you climb up the mountain to see me because fuck you for making my race suffer in the Bazaar Ramadan.
Yeah. And then as I was walking out of the Bazaar Ramadan, I heard a Malay family go like, hey, ada Cina ah?
Wow, we like zoo animals in fucking Shah Alam, I swear to God. It's like the Chinese, you know.
It's so fucked up, dude.
Oh, ni Ching Chong ni semua datang buat apa sian? Datang Shah Alam.
Oh my God, it pissed me off so much that day.
Ada tengok ni, ada Cina.
Like, that day was such a bad day because it pissed me off so much.
Yeah,
and even though we were parked at the junction to get out of the stadium, it still took us like a good 20 minutes.
Huh?
Yeah. Bro, junction, bro. Junction, just turn left, yeah.
That's
turn left or turn right.
That is damn annoying. That's very annoying.
We were like almost literally parked in the middle of the T junction.
Best. I mean, I wanted to say something about the Bazaar Ramadan this year. Oh, yes. Do you realize that this year's Bazaar Ramadan, so far, has no incident? Do you know, in the last few years, people have been like, there's always fights, there's the kakak slipper. You know, do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, there's always an incident that happens at the Bazaar Ramadan.
Let me think. Has there been any incidences?
I don't remember. I don't recall, like...
Incidences of aggression, tak ada.
Yes.
Tapi...
Incidences of men being trash, banyak. Do you see the one? I think it was like the first or second day of Ramadan, and like this guy texted this Twitter follower. This Twitter follower texted this tweeter that you're here in the you're here at the Bazaar Ramadan. I can recognize you because you have big boobs.
Ahirini,
yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, she was selling the. She was helping.
No. She was not selling. She was in line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a random tweeter somewhere. It's like she was in line and it's like, oh, I recognize you because your boobs are big. Oh, and I'm like, God. Wow, guys, like, what the fuck, man? Like, way to be subtle, you know? Yeah. Like, in the fucking holy month, and you're like, oh, I see.
This is why.
Like, oh, wow, look at your tits.
This is why I say, like, Ramadan is, like, the most, like, hypocritical month.
A little bit.
For Malays.
Yeah, a little bit. It's like you're supposed to be repenting for all of these things.
You're supposed to be patient, you're supposed to be kind, you're supposed to repent and everything. Yeah, but everyone's just a dick.
Being on Twitter doesn't justify the fact that you tak batal puasa because you saw someone's tits, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you still saw someone's tits. You are still sinning, bro.
The aggression thing. Month is still young.
Fair,
it's still
fair,
early.
Fair. Yeah. No, that's fair.
Kakak sleeper apa yang apa Dragon Ball punya Master Roshi tu.
Yeah, yeah,
Master Roku. Yeah.
Roshi, yeah.
Nanti ada lah.
Got right. Got right.
Lah, confirm.
For sure, one, for sure.
Because Malays, you know, what do you expect?
Malays. I entered this group called Rejected Malaysian Memes.
Oh really?
Yes. I want to give them a shout out because they are the most offensive group ever. Nice. The most offensive, like literally every single post is kenapa Cina suka babu so. Kenapa India suka ini? And it's not even India tau, it's the K word.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, yo, that is fucked up.
Yo.
Like, that is fucked up. But it has kept me in the loop of what is currently like hot in the Malaysian meme scene, or like in the general pop culture scene, or the cultural scene in Malaysia, like not cultural as in like oh pakai baju Melayu blah blah blah, no, as in like the general society culture currently, it's keeping me in track with what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So here's where I talk about the story of the girl, the BBSM girl, right?
Yep.
Okay, so it happened on a Wednesday. This whole incident happened on a Wednesday, and I was working, and I was like, okay, I will take a break, and I'm just gonna scroll through. And then Rejected Malay memes were like, Malaysian memes were like, oh, coming out with a lot of stupid shit, like, and there's this dude, right? There's a face of this dude being like the most poker face, dude, beautiful, that kind of face, right? And with a girl wearing a BBSM shirt, I'm like, oh, tangkap basah lah ni, right? Tangkap basah lah. And I was like, okay lah, what's the harm, kan? And then the memes started coming out where it's like, there was a picture of an ambulance, and the words were ambulance dulu, okay, ambulance before, and ambulance kini was a porodo aksia. And I was like, okay, and more and more of the memes started coming out, and I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, I don't know what's going on. So and I kept myself like in the loop. I tried to keep myself in the loop for the next 2 days, and I still don't know what the fuck was going on, right? And then I asked my colleague, I was like, hey man, are you aware of what's going on with this BBSM girl shit? He's like, dude, do you not know? I'm like, no, I don't. He's like, oh bro, let me tell you. So he tells me the story of what happened, right? So this is just a little context. I'm very sure most of the listeners probably have already heard about this story, but just for the sake of people who have not heard of the story, because you know it's Good Friday lah. They were maybe fasting from memes lah, you know, for the 40 days. I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing lah. Christianity is weird. Basically what happened was in JB this dude was fucking a girl in the car, got caught.
Yeah.
Right. And and the video was a 15 second clip
yeah.
of two dudes
yeah.
walking and approaching this car.
Yeah.
And
they had the windows down and were untinted, by the way.
Yes, had the windows down, untinted, right in the middle of an open car park space.
Yeah.
With no other cars around, yeah. okay? And there's these two people fucking the car, right? And they were caught mid-coitus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And the guy goes over and says, "What happened to?" And the guy, I think in pure panic, replies, "Dia sakit," which means she's sick.
Yeah.
And there was a pause. Yeah. There was a pause in the video and he goes, "Oh, sakit eh." And the guy who was recording gave the most bro answer ever, which was, "Lain kali tingkelap sikit." And I was like, "What the fuck, bro?" You know, this could have gone way worse
yeah.
than what this guy had imagined it to be. Yeah. He could have been sent to the police station right after that, like literally like, saya dah call police. You tunggu sini, yeah. right? The video could have continued on like that.
Yeah.
But no, this guy knew that everyone had carnal instincts
yeah.
and just went, "Bro, just tint your windows." And yeah. I'm like, that's a legendary response, dude.
It went viral for like three reasons. Uh-huh. One, because it was the same guy
yeah.
that was caught yelling at the guard.
Apa lancau?
Yes.
There's no way. That's not the same guy.
Apparently he was.
No, it's not the same
it's
guy.
Not
it's,
not,
it's not the same guy. It's not the same
okay,
guy.
Okay, so then the they were...
So basically, Apa Lancau, this guy is the new Apa Lancau.
Ah, okay, okay. So yeah. this guy is the new Apa Lancau. The yeah. second reason why it went viral was because like it was speculated that the girl is underage.
Yes.
Because she was wearing a PBSM.
She was wearing a PBSM shirt. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so here's where I'm going to expand on it a little bit yeah. because I did a lot of extensive research after finding out about this whole thing, yeah. right? Okay. So the reason why he's now the new Apa Lancau guy is because he also used the same the same three syllables. It's not the same three syllables, it's just three syllables. Yeah. He used three syllables. Dia sakit.
Yeah.
So it's the new Apa Lancau lah. So yeah. now it's dia sakit.
Yeah.
Right? So here's how it exploded in the last 2 days, okay? Chinese newspapers picked it up and Chinese meme pages picked it up. And they were just shitting on the guy, right? Mm. They were like purely just on the guy because it's like he did the stupidest thing ever. Like, first of all, so here's the thing, guys. We've all done it in the car before.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we've all had experiences in the car before.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now I'm not saying that we had it, but let's just say that
we were smarter about it.
And also, like, let's just say that in the ideal world, Malaysia is very well known for car sex because of the porn that they have on X-Hamster.
Yeah, and also because there's not a lot of places to do. There are a lot of places to do it at that you don't have to spend money at.
Correct. Yeah, you don't have to spend money at the hotel. You don't have to worry about being embarrassed that people are looking at you like, "Oh, you're having sex, huh?" Like, yeah. just do it in the car, yeah. right? So that is like a Malaysian pastime, apparently, yeah. right? So this guy wanted to perform his Malaysian pastime
yeah.
by having sex with his girlfriend
yeah.
in the car.
Yeah.
Here's three mistakes. Here's three big mistakes that he did in the car, as rated by Dr. Henry.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
You're a JB. Where open air is everywhere. Because it's your state is so fucking big, right? It's like yeah. another country, right? Your prince say that, you know. Okay? You're in JB. Number two. What the fuck do you do in the fucking afternoon? What the fuck, bro? Bro, it's in the afternoon, it's daylight. Even if you have sex in the darkest tinted windows, people can still fucking see you, lah.
Yeah.
Right? And number three, who the fuck have sex with the windows down? What the fuck, bro? You created three mistakes. There's a rule of threes. And if you hit all three, something bad will happen to you.
Yeah.
And for sure, two people walking with the windows down. And you don't tell me you didn't hear those two people walking.
Exactly.
There's no way you could not even see from the corner of your eye with your position. With your untinted windows that are rolled down, you don't see two people
and
walking.
And nothing else around,
yeah. And oh yeah, add a fourth mistake.
Yeah.
Why the fuck were you not at the driver's seat doing her?
That's just true.
Pull your seat back, lah.
Yeah.
You go and move to the other side, you fucked up.
Yeah.
Because you've put yourself in a vulnerable position. When someone catches you, you can't drive off.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't drive off. And now you've got now you're stuck there looking at a guy going, "Dia sakit." Kan bodoh?
Dia sakit.
Kan bodoh. So yeah, I mean, like, you wanna do it, do lah. But like, Can you be smart about it? Can you stop this? Can you stop desecrating the Chinese race? People are looking at us like we are stupid people already, you know. Seriously, man. JB, Ipoh Chinese people, can you stop making Chinese people look stupid? Selangor is a bit passable because Selangor at least educated a bit. Like, Ipoh and JB a bit. Controversial, but like bodoh lah. Memang bodoh lah. They are very stupid. Yeah, dia pun tak tahu. Cakap jadi sakit. Okay, so now going back to the Chinese fear. Okay, Chinese meme pages started making a glossary of what other things to say other than sakit.
Holy shit!
There was a dictionary. It was a column with the Chinese word, the Malay word, and the English word. It was just all the ways to say sicknesses: flu, sesama, nauseous, loya. In the Chinese, all those stuff, right? Instead of dear sakit. Okay, so that's one.
God.
Okay, now let me tell you a bit about what happened afterwards. Okay, and this, I think this is. Okay, hold on. Just give me 2 minutes. I need to read this up.
But let's say, like, while Henry does this, like, let's identify the places that he could have gone if he wanted to do it without getting caught. And this is from my experience of living in JB, like, one is Taman Rimba.
Okay.
All they had to do was just, like, wait until dark, park their car. Don't do it in the parking lot because, like, there are, like, restaurants in front. You park your car, walk in.
Okay.
Walk in, it's gonna be dark.
Okay.
There are lights, but there are certain, like, areas that you can hide in, lah.
Okay.
Right. Another place would be,
I like this. JB people take note, yeah?
Yeah. So, I wouldn't, Pantai Lido no lah, because, like, it's a big, like,
also his name touristy, is Pantai Lido.
Tourist place already. Ni the Kubo dekat the graveyard area.
Yeah, don't care about the Pontianak, so it's fine.
Yeah, the graveyard area, like the graveyard area next to Lakin.
What about Mona Fendi's house? It's abandoned.
That I think is this the house that you think that you imagine is next to the sea though?
The one you pointed at.
That's not Mona Fendi's house.
Oh.
That is apparently called Villa Nabila.
Oh.
But you can't do it there because first of all it's zinced up.
Oh.
Right? It's boarded up. Second of all, there's a driveway. And if you park at the driveway, everyone can see you.
Okay.
Because it's right in front of the main road, in front of like Straits View.
Okay, so for the Chinese listeners who are listening, fuck you lah.
Straits View, look at the pantai though.
Okay, for the JB Chinese listeners, let me translate for you. Fuck you, I don't care. Okay, so here's the story. Now, the thing is, now this is a story that I feel can be told to friends, right? If you're the person who got caught, I tell it to friends and go like, hey man, I was fucking my girlfriend and then like I got caught.
Yeah.
But this guy was a bro, right? He told me to tint my window, so that's why I tint my Axia into like a darker tint.
Yeah.
Right? He could have done that.
Yeah.
He could have just said, look, I'm sorry, I fucked up. Stop sharing.
Yeah.
Just let it be, right? Before done it before. Okay. So what I've done was I've got my friend to help me translate this for me.
Okay.
And also want you to help me translate this for me so that I can read it out to you.
Okay. Okay. So
He then apparently made a statement, allegedly, because apparently this is a fake post. But but it's very likely that it is a real post from the same guy, right?
Okay.
So it says, "Hi everyone, I'm the guy who said the sakit. I am the guy who said dia sakit. In Chinese it says 我是 sakit ke.
我是 sakit ke.
Sakit ko, sakit ko. You know, brother pain. Okay. I understand that you guys have been sharing about this, please stop. I made a mistake. I made a mistake with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend is embarrassed. My family is also embarrassed with me. My friends are all laughing at me, and my girlfriend's friends are all ashamed of her and myself. For that, I apologize for what I did. And I would request for you guys to please share. I'm very sure that you guys are asking me now, why don't you do it at the hotel? Okay, this is where so now at the first part it sounds very sincere. Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, you know, please stop sharing. My family is ashamed. My girlfriend's family is ashamed. Yeah. Please stop sharing. Now here's where it takes a turn for the worse.
Okay.
You might be asking me, why have I not gone to a hotel? Have you not all felt like this before? Have you all not felt like this before? Have you all not have carnal instincts? Have you all not have instincts?
So he's saying that like, oh, I cannot tahan.
Yes. 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 Okay. Are you all happy? Are you all happy? Are you all having a laugh? Because now the police are looking for me. I'm going to go to jail already. My family wants to kick me out. I hope you guys are happy. Okay. Now I go back to the point where you all might be asking me, why do it in the car? That time I cannot think already. My sperm reached custom already. Okay? My sperm reached custom already. So I thought the only best thing to do was to do it there and then.
What's wrong with the blowjob?
I know. Okay, wait, he's not done yet. Yeah. He ends with a threat. Okay, he answered a threat. I hope you guys are happy. My life is over after this. If I go to jail and I die, I will find you when I'll find you and haunt you. Thanks everyone.
Thanks everyone. Thank you. Okay, thanks, bye. Bodohnya. No, my sperm reached custom already. Before I picked up my girlfriend, my sperm reached Woodlands checkpoint.
Yeah, one of the things he said, have you all not been horny before? Yes, that I forgot to mention that inside here. It's like, have you all not been horny before?
First, he cannot tahan already. But then again, like, what's wrong with the simple blowjob?
Look, like the whole post that he made. Let me just say, he could have saved himself so many times in that post, right? He could have just gone like, I'm sorry,
yeah.
I sincerely fucked up. I apologize. Please stop looking for my parents. Please stop giving shit to my parents. Please stop giving shit to my girlfriend's parents. And then you end up with, have you all not been horny before? My sperm reached custom already. What am I going to do? That's like, bro, I felt bad for you, you know. I felt bad for you in the 5 minutes that I read the first passage, and then you fucked it up by going, bro, you all never got horny before, is it? You're so dumb. I mean, like, this is a crisis management 101. Never say sorry but not sorry, because essentially that's what your post said. Exactly. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, but have you all not done it before? Have you all not been horny before and you just want to fuck her there and then?
Oh my god.
Why never go hotel? Like, what the fuck, bro? Just shut up and just say sorry. And then at the end, he ends with a threat going, bro, if I die in here, I'll haunt you.
That was the, no, the icing on the cake is, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you. Like,
thanks, guys.
Thanks, like, guys.
What the fuck? when I literally sat down, my colleague was just telling me this whole shit, and I just went, yo, this guy... This guy, special a bit, special a bit, Okay, so to expand a little bit more on that news, he's 22.
Okay.
Brother's 22.
Yeah.
Girl's 17.
High school senior.
So maybe this is what happened. Like, the guy one picked her up after school, and then it's like, oh, don't skip tuition, don't skip, baby, skip tuition,
skip
like,
tuition,
have sex with me, baby.
Yeah. Because if she had finished her SPM, she'd already be 18.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And she's not, she's 17. So it means that she might not even have the birthday yet. Okay, here's the thing, guys. Here's a fucked up thing about Malaysia, guys. The age of sexual consent is 16 years old.
Really?
Yes, in Malaysia. So again, the question of like, oh, you know, he fucked a minor, right?
Yeah, she's not really, yeah.
He got lucky.
He got lucky, like.
He got lucky. So the only thing he'll be slapped with is 2 years jail at worst. That was because
for public indecency.
Yes, for public indecency. And that's the story of the BBSM girl. And someone animated her, you know. someone threw an anime.
Did you see the parody?
Oh, the Brian Wee one.
The Brian Wee, yeah.
I didn't see.
Yeah, she was the one that said like, Dia sakit, dia sakit.
No, no, okay. I didn't see.
So there's a parody where like some guys come up to a car, but it's obviously not an Axia lah. So they go up to a car, and then she's wearing a PBSM t-shirt, and she's on the guy.
Yeah.
And then the guy, you don't see the guy's face.
Yeah, that's Brian Wee. He's cross dressing. It's a guy cross dressing.
Oh really?
Yeah. Shit. It's like a full lipstick and stuff like that. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Correct. Yeah, that's Brian Wee.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Malaysia never changed. Malaysian Chinese people in JB and Ipoh never changed.
There was a post that like I saw like where it was a meme of money raining down,
uh-huh.
and then the caption below was PBSM uniform suppliers. I would shit. No, because this went viral. I would buy a PBSM. I wasn't PBSM. I thought PBSM people were like dorky as shit. Like, oh, yeah, school,
for sure.
Like, PBSM people were dorky as fuck.
I was Bomber. You were Bomber. I was Caleb in Maja Scholar.
Nice. So I was Bomber because my best friend was the Ketua.
Oh, so you're right? Ikut member.
And plus we got so much special, because
you were Caleb Bomber, right?
Because we're Caleb Bomber. And because my best friend was the Ketua Caleb Bomber.
Yeah.
That school.
I realized that there is some sort of weird hierarchy when it comes to the school cliques and also the extracurricular activities, especially the uniform bodies, right? So you've got the... Here's my school rankings, right? PBSM was the top, but they were full of fucking dorks.
Right.
All those first class students and stuff like that, they were all in PBSM. Okay. Then we had the Cadet Remaja Sekolah.
Yeah.
Which was the Malay fuckers and me. Right? I was the only Chinese guy in Cadet Remaja, you know?
Okay.
Which was fucking weird. And it didn't hit me until like when I entered the training.
Yeah.
That, oh shit, it's kind of like a Malay thing.
Yeah. No right? shit, bro.
And then there was Cadet Bomber. And then there was Taekwondo. Taekwondo, and then
it was a unit but uniform, man.
Apparently, yeah. The Taekwondo, and then there was Pengakap. Literally every year that I was
Pengakap in. Pengakap were tryhards.
Yes. And my school's Pengakap, there were only five people. It was so sad.
I'm shitting on Pengakap right now, which is ironic because one of my clients is Scout Global.
I dated a girl who was a part of the Scout Global.
Oh shit.
Fucking weirdo.
Those guys are weirdos.
Yeah, they are weird. Yeah. You think PBSM people are weird? Then yeah, this is weird.
Like you can understand why Pengakap in Malaysia are full of tryhards because like the people who run the organization called Scouts Global are all weirdos.
And also tryhards. I remembered because they're such a community, right? Yeah. In the Scout Global. I remember there was a time where my ex-girlfriend actually defended a sexual
that happened, assaulter. A member of Scouts Global.
Yes.
Oh.
He said, "Oh, Mr. This is a good person. He'll never do something like this." And I'm like, Are you sure though? Are you not aware?
Yeah, it's a cult.
Yeah. Are you not aware of what scouts do, scout masters do to their scout cubs?
Yeah.
They fuck them. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, wow, you're actually defending a criminal. I'm like, wow, this is why I broke up with you. Thank fuck I broke up with you, because you would still be defending a fucking criminal. That's fucked up, man. And I read it, I was just like, yo, that is fucked. That is messed up.
But let me ask you a question. Like, if you were so invested into something, like she was so invested in Scouts Global, right? Or World Scouts, or whatever they call themselves World Scouts.
Yes.
So if you're so invested in that, wouldn't you do the same?
Me?
Yeah. Let's say you're so invested in something, right? And then someone who you look up to
was accused of that shit. Mm.
Wouldn't you defend them?
So here's the thing. I'm a rational person.
Okay.
I would like to say that I'm a very rational person. Like I think my sense of rationality peaked at the age of like 20.
Okay.
2021, right? And if that were to happen to me when I was 20 or 21, I would have actually thought about it.
Yeah, because
but I wouldn't have defended the person.
Because here's the thing, like if you're so invested in something and you don't want it to end.
It's the cognitive dissonance, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think in her perspective is that she's so invested in World Scouts.
Yep.
Right.
Yep,
that like this controversy would have like
fucked everything up,
yep. Disrupted her hobby or whatever the fuck she's into.
Yep.
And that's why she was trying her hardest to like defend the flirt, because she didn't want her thing yes. to be disrupted lah.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't know, like, it's very hard to decide. Mm. Like, for me, like I said, like, I would have thought about it, but I wouldn't have defended the person. Because if you have, I understand the notion of innocent until proven guilty, but if I ever find a sliver of evidence, or if I ever find a sliver of notion in my memory bank that this has happened, or like, you have shown these kind of tendencies, that would have been like, yeah, correct. Maybe they're right. Yeah. Maybe they're right to accuse the person of this. But if I never had that, and you know, he really is a nice guy generally, then fine. You know, I get it. Like, I would defend him for my life.
Like, right? Personally, for me, I've been in her position, but I've also been in your position.
Mm.
Like,
because you tend to pick up, you tend to like, oh, this accusation happened. You sit down, you're like, Then you go back, you know, have you ever seen him do something like this? Or have you ever seen the person do something ever this close to this kind of like accusations?
So this is what I did with, this is what happened with the whole Ben Flowers incident.
Oh, right. We've talked about it before. Right? Yeah.
So basically, he was accused of jacking off in front of this guy.
Yes.
But then again, I said, I am with Ben on this.
Right.
What he did, I'm not saying what he did was right.
Yep.
It was very, very wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you're exposing yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I also don't blame Ben fully, because I know for a fact that the guy that he jacked off in front of is like a drama queen.
Right.
And
right.
he basically, like, it, something must have happened because they were quite close with each other. And this guy has also been known to, like, stir shit up, lah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and then like, what? But the backlash against Ben wasn't
as big as
it shouldn't have been, as that big,
right?
You know,
right.
He should have just been like, "Hey Ben, like, what you did was wrong, okay? But maybe, you know, maybe I did something to provoke that, blah 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 blah." So the backlash shouldn't have been as bad.
Right.
So I stood with Ben.
Okay.
But I'm not saying what he did was right. It's very, very wrong.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Imagine,
yes.
Like, I'm sitting in a car, suddenly Henry starts jerking off in front of me. For me personally, I find that funny. Fucking hilarious.
Yes.
Right.
Because I have a small pee-pee.
We're Asians, lah. We have small pee-pees. Plus, we self-deprecate, right? We're self-deprecating jokes and shit like
we
that.
We know how to compensate.
But I wouldn't post on social media saying like, Henry jacked up in front of me, Henry should be crucified. You know, go up to like flag football people, don't be friends with Henry because he jacked up in front of me.
Cancel him.
I would, if Henry opens, like unzipped his pants and jacking up in front of me, I would have taken his phone, I would call Wanchi, I think he needs you right now, lah. Because I'm not the guy to do it.
You see, this is the bro.
I mean, I would suck dick for money, but I want to suck dick for free, you know what I'm saying?
Hazik has the JB bro energy where he's like, lain kali just think gelap sikit.
lain kali wait for me to leave, you know? Right?
Yeah, correct.
But yeah, shit like that lah. So
it is debatable,
yes. It's debatable, yes, but yes. Like, I understand from the girl's perspective, I understand from your perspective, yeah. I understand it, I try to make people understand it from my perspective.
Yes.
It happens, yes. Something, drama always happens. Always happens, but you have to analyze it properly, lah.
This is the proper way to do cancel culture.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be rational with what you're thinking about. I mean, like, I understand the knee-jerk reaction of like, oh, fuck, he did something, you know? Like, oh no, cancel him. Like, but please stop, because then you're going to ruin someone's life. Except for this bro, lah. I mean, like, our bro who like, threatened to haunt you when he dies, because he's going to jail for 2 years. Okay, here's the thing. Number
if he's in prison and he gets beaten the shit up, right? People just should go up to him while he's like getting beaten up and go like, "Dia sakit."
I
bro, dia pukul, dia sakit.
I bet he will walk in. He won't get killed. He won't get beat up. He'll just be made fun of until he self-harms or something like that.
That will now be his like catchphrase for his entire life.
Oh, for sure, dude. For sure. Everyone's going to go like, hey, dear, this sake. You're going to have to live with the embarrassment this whole life, your whole life. Because, you, again, going back to the points, whatever it is, we've all done it before. We've all been there, but we are not as stupid as you, lah.
Yeah.
You fucked up yourself, this one. You really fucked yourself up. Like, yeah. Like the things that you did, like, you know, sitting down in the middle of fucking nowhere in an open car park space with your windows down, and you're not even on your driver's seat. It's a big no-no. Like, and also Haziq has this thing where he told me before, which I've really stayed off of, which was, don't have sex in the car because it's bad juju.
Oh yeah, dude. Seriously. Whoever's listening, right?
Yeah.
It's proven. It's absolutely proven. Do not have sex in your car. You nak, you pergi masuk hutan, you buat lah kat dalam hutan like a good normal Malay. You know? Like a normal Malay person.
On the tikar.
On the fucking ground, I don't give a fuck. But seriously, if you start having sex in your car, right, your car will get into an accident lah, get scratched lah, whatever lah. It's not going to look brand new anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get fucked up. And I stand by this.
The experiences?
Oh, lots of experiences. Two cars.
Okay, track two record. Okay.
Michael Lisa and my IV.
Bruh.
Yeah. That's why this car is clean as fuck.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
And also
that's
because I'm married and we can do it at home.
Ah, betul ga?
Yeah,
betul
and ga? We don't have time to like hanky-panky in the car. Because yeah, everyone just wants to get home quick and take a shit.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Most of the time after a date night with the wife, with the missus, I have IBS, I need to get home, I need to get long shit.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Never have sex in the car,
tak
guys.
Tak ada dah honey-honey. You want a blowjob? Can you give me a blowjob? Tak ada. Like, tahi dah kat ujung
no, reach custom already.
Ah, reach custom already.
The poop reach custom already.
After the movie, dah reach Woodland Checkpoint. On the drive back, dah reach custom already. Dah passport dah.
And that's the story of like these two things over in the last month that we have disappeared to. There obviously is more.
Yeah.
But this is the Donola podcast. So we've had a good catch up session because I mean we've seen each other in the last few weeks. Yes, we have. It's just that we didn't have time to do the podcast.
Yeah.
That's fine, right? So let's move to a segment that do you want to do fun facts? Do you want to do news or do you want to do
questions? We just take questions lah, okay. And then so then we can end it so that it doesn't drag on. And then next week
we can start back to normal programming again. All right. So,
because if you look at the news, right? Uh-huh. Like I wanted to add in new news.
Yeah.
But there's so much that we haven't used.
Yeah, really, really. Like I also was going through it this morning
so
as well.
So next episode we will do spring cleaning.
Okay, please remind us. I don't know how the fuck you guys are going to remind us, but remind us. We actually got interactions on TikTok, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How?
I didn't know. So, like, I posted, there were three TikToks.
Not the Pads one, right? Because the Pads ones had so much interaction.
Yeah. So like, I think we did four TikToks. The first one was the Gopnik dude in the moon. Second was calling out Pads.
Yeah.
Third was Ezra Miller.
Okay.
And the fourth was Brian and I talking about Nirvana Land.
Yeah.
Right. And the view counts looked meh.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, it's fine. And then I was like, oh, okay, I have Donola podcast TikTok on my phone, and I was like, okay, just go through it just for fucks, right? And we got notifications, and people actually tagged us in a few posts of Buddhist DJ remixes.
Oh shit. That's so random.
It's like at Donola podcast, at Brian Tan, like at Brian Tan lives. Guys, this is what you guys were talking about. I'm like, oh shit. Hey, but thank you for the interactions though.
Thank you guys.
We've not touched TikTok for a year now. But like, thanks.
We have content.
We do. We have a fuck ton of content, but like I can't be fucked to do it. So thanks guys for keeping it alive somehow.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So we're gonna continue on with our listener suggestions and random topics, and you can do that by sending it to us on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. We have a link tree. Just click on it. There's a Google form for you to just put in whatever you want to put in, right? And we have a question like this. Actually, what is USA about nasi goreng USA? I'm actually having it right now, and the only USA thing is the fork and spoon.
Udang sotong ayam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why USA though? Again, like I also have the same question as him. Like when I thought about nasi goreng USA, I thought it was sausages.
Ah, yeah.
Because USA, guys, what do you think of USA? Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Right? And
tater tots.
Tater tots. Yeah, tater tots.
Cheetos.
Like the weirdest.
Nasi goreng Cheetos.
Like the weirdest things you have on the rice. On fried rice, right? So I've always thought like, oh, it's just fried rice with sausage. And then someone told me like, no, it's actually udang, sotong, and ayam.
Ayam, yeah.
That's nasi goreng USA.
Yeah.
There's nothing American about it.
There's nothing American about it.
Unfortunately. I bet the Americans are like, oh my god, look at that. They have wild fried rice. Nasi goreng USA. Guys.
Murder back.
Guys, I love it.
The sauce also plays an important role. It's not USA unless it doesn't have if it doesn't have the sauce.
What's the sauce?
The sauce is like this sweet and sour kind of spicy kind of thing.
Oh, it's like ketchup?
Wow.
What?
Ketchup.
Why? Betul lah.
Sacrilege, bro.
Bukan, sauce tomato.
Sauce chili lah.
Oh, sauce chili.
Dia kalau Malaysia kena sauce chili. Kalau tak sauce tomato, like something wrong with you lah.
What's wrong with sauce tomato?
I mean, I eat everything with sauce tomato.
Okay.
But then again, pussy. Like if you, you know my spice tolerance is up until Maggi chili sauce.
No lah, no way.
Like it's fun for me. Like okay. If I had to go higher, then it wouldn't be fun anymore.
Nasi geprek or what?
That's why I don't eat that. I don't eat with the sauce. I just eat it like kosong, like with the like nasi putih. And then with the ayam goreng whatever, but I never add in the sauce.
Huh.
Yeah. Hmm. Tiga budak gemuk?
No, never.
Had it once. And even then, I just like kacau Desi's plate. I was like, Desi rasa sikit. When I ate it, and I was like, not for me.
Yeah, spice. It's because of IBS, no?
Also because my spice tolerance is low.
Oh, okay. That's fair. It's great. Some Malays are supposed to be disappointing, so
yeah. Okay. Story of my life. Haziq, why aren't you a proper Malay?
Melayu tak tahu makan pedas. Bodohnya.
Melayu bayar cukai?
What?
Apa benda ni?
Melayu tak ambil bumi pecah discount?
Oh!
Man, we're pissing off so many Malays today, man.
Melayu tak merogol? Apa ni asyik?
Melayu kat Kelantan tak kahwin dengan budak 12 tahun?
Apa ni?
Apa ni? Mugapo. Fuck me. Okay. So we've answered the question of what is USA?
Yeah.
It's udang sotong ayam, which is prawns, for the English audience.
Squid.
Prawns, squid, and chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good with ayam goreng, nasi goreng PSC, right? This sounds like a fucking North Korean thing. Democratic People's Republic of Korea, fried rice.
Nasi goreng Kim Jong-un. KJU.
It's just a flat, it's just a nicely shaped nasi goreng in a square plate because of his hair.
But it's like, rounded at the bottom.
Yeah, it's rounded at the bottom. It's just the most basic nasi goreng, but you know, it tastes of dictatorship. Taste of nepotism.
It lacks freedom. Bang, kurang freedom ah, bang.
Apa yang kurang freedom tu? Kau bagi tahu. Kau kena tahu. Nasi goreng ni kau kena cakap sedap baru sedap.
Kau kena dengar cakap aku. Tak boleh cakap tak sedap. Faham?
Kalau kau tak cakap dia tak sedap, kau mati. Kalau kau umput teh, kau makan nasi goreng ni, kau mati.
Kalau kau Amerika, kau terus mati.
Terus. Kalau kau Korea Selatan,
mati juga.
Tapi kau jangan cross DMZ ya. There's a line in nasi goreng.
nasi goreng DMZ.
It's just one line.
Yeah. Pairs well with nasi goreng KJU.
Ooh, what's that?
Kim Jong Un.
Oh. it's just a side dish.
Your side dish.
It's a side dish. Okay, here, take one.
Okay, I will take. Oh wow. Oh my god. If I've not nutted inside, outside, around on a girl during sex, am I still considered a virgin?
I knew you would take that question.
The fuck? What kind of.
So, I repeat the question again.
If I've not nutted inside, outside, around on a girl during sex, am I still considered a virgin? No, it's the penetration that counts.
Yes. Correct.
Right.
If you penetrate, then you're not a virgin anymore, lah, right?
So, but then again, like, if you just, like, you go up to a girl, right? And it's like, I'm sorry, I'm going to die in a few days. I don't want to die a virgin. Can I just put my pee-pee in your VV?
Yeah, that's
just
it.
Just once. That's so it. You just go to poop.
Can I penetrate you?
Yeah, can I penetrate you? Just once.
Just once. That's one
in,
push.
Out, that's it.
Yeah, in, out, let me feel it. I'm done.
Yeah. That's, and automatically you are not considered a virgin anymore.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do for the sake of education sharing for people who think that nothing is actually the gateway of losing your virginity.
Yeah.
Let me just ask Google, how do you lose your virginity? And we will learn together.
Ask ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
My best friend.
My work is asking me to implement ChatGPT.
Oh really?
And all of us are creatives.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? We're gonna lose our jobs.
Yeah. No. But then again, like if you actually do, if you're obsessively using ChatGPT like how I am, you would know that it lacks certain things. It lacks flair.
It lacks flair.
Yeah, it lacks flair that only like writers can put in, like human writers can put in. Otherwise, it's just like bland as fuck. Because I tried having it do my job, and I still need to edit a bit.
Yeah, there is a human touch needed for it. Yeah. Let's read. Okay, so there's one definition that Google has given us.
Okay.
It's from goodrx.com.
Ah, okay.
Losing your virginity means having sex for the first time.
Mm. That's it. What constitutes as sex?
What happens when you lose your virginity? What does losing your virginity mean? The answer is different for everyone. Key takeaways. Losing
you're cool your as fuck. Duh.
You're gonna
you're
be like
a total Chad.
Yeah, you're gonna be like the best. You're gonna be like coolest dude in school, man.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
You're a god.
Just go over to your friends and just tell them.
Yeah, you lost your virginity.
Yeah.
Where'd you lose it, Mick? In the forest? We'll go help you look for it. Is it important to you?
Tell me! I want to know!
I lost my virginity in the car. Are you sure you checked hard enough? You can still find it. Is it under the seat?
I think it's down here, man.
The most pressing question would be, who'd you lose it to? You can ask for it back.
Shannon took it away from me. Shannon, give it back, you bitch! Shannon!
Give him back his virginity!
Shannon, it's not cool! Stop it, Shannon! Okay, so let's take a key takeaway from this. Losing your virginity means having sex for the first time.
Yeah.
The idea of virginity can apply to people of any gender or sexual orientation. Doesn't help with this shit. There is no strict definition of virginity because there's no strict definition of sex. Even though the idea of virginity is vague, deciding whether or not to have sex for the first time is a big deal. So it doesn't give a fucking answer of what it means.
Thank you, nerd.
Yeah, fucking nerd. Okay, here's another one that I think will vibe with all of us.
Yeah.
The badass's guide to losing your virginity. How to be a total Chad in 10 seconds. Okay. All right. Wow, Jesus Christ. Look at this. It's a very long article, which I will explain to everybody. It's a knowledge sharing thing, okay?
Okay.
So this person, the writer's name is called Uella Jackson. Do you have Uella?
Uella.
Uella Jackson. Okay.
Jackson.
Yeah. It's spelled E-U-E-L-L-A. Uella. Okay.
Now you know she's a sex therapist.
Oh, for sure.
With that kind
she
of name.
She practices tantric exercises for no reason.
Yes.
Yeah. She has a Kama Sutra as a reference book.
She does Reiki massages.
Reiki massages. Yeah. Because it helps with
aura.
Yes. Because your chakras need to be aligned before you fuck her on top. Okay. Uella gives the top 6 tips for having a good first time. First time.
Yeah.
Okay. Flashback to I should like get into character for Uella.
Okay. Uella is a proud black woman.
You think so?
Yeah.
I imagine
Jackson.
I imagine Uella to be a white basic bitch with crystals.
Oh really? Okay. Yes. You do that.
Flashback to what it feels like a few hundred years ago, to the time I lost my virginity. memories. Works. At the time, it seemed like everyone was doing it but me. First it was Hannah. That was Jazz. See, this is why I say it's a white chick.
Okay. Then, makes sense.
Then Clara. It was like a club that I was excluded from. But to be honest, I wasn't sure whether I was happy about that or not. There weren't many people I could talk to. It felt like asking my friends would make me sound ignorant, but I also couldn't just rock up to my parents and be like, "Hey guys, I think it's time for the talk." In the months leading up to it, I flicked through countless magazines straight to the sex and relationship agony aunt pages. I would read through horror stories of girls having sex for the first time and then being being deserted by their partners or shamed by their friends. I read stories about STIs, pains and pressure. I read about insecurities about performing well and body image. Was losing your virginity just a painful rite of passage? Well, friends, it really doesn't have to be. When I was younger, I needed to see and hear advice that didn't scare me or make me feel anxious, but there wasn't any. So I decided to make my own for you. Thanks, Yuella. With that being said, welcome to the Badass's Guide of Losing Your Virginity. Dun, dun, dun.
Elevate, cue elevator music.
Number one, consent and control. One of my biggest tips of having a positive first-time experience is being in control of your decisions and your own body. I bet you're saying to yourself, yeah, that's great, but what do you mean by that? It's important that you feel that you have a say in what's happening and you should never, ever, under any circumstances, be pressured into having sex if you're not ready. Doesn't work in Malaysia. Your body belongs to you and you alone.
Guilt trip there.
Nope. It's a patriarchal society, which means that your body is abang's.
Guilt trip them.
Guilt trip them. Kalau abang tak dapat sex, abang sedih.
Kalau abang tak dapat, Sabaria boleh bagi je. Sabaria jiran kita, bang. And then being the stupid Malay woman that she is, okay lah, Mariam bagilah. Jangan pergi kat Sabaria.
I like how you embodied them.
The proper response will be, go fuck yourself, ah.
Yeah, correct. Okay, where was it? Okay, your body belongs to you and you alone. Just because this is your first time doesn't mean that you can't have a say and your views aren't valid. Here in Malaysia, it doesn't work. Sorry, guys. Consent should be a fundamental aspect of every relationship that you have. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to screw through this because this doesn't apply in a badass, a Malaysian badass the guide to losing a virginity. Okay, number two. Be mentally prepared.
Oh, wow.
Sex should, and in no way, shape or form, be something... sex should in no way, shape or form be something that you are ashamed or afraid of. We generally tend to have a fear of the unknown, so getting to know your body and what to expect can make your first time more enjoyable and less daunting, which means you should masturbate first before you're having sex.
Mm.
Correct. Discover yourself. Touch your nipple a bit.
Post-nut clarity, yes, you need that.
Have your Kenja time. So do your research. Oh, you know what they say. If you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. Thanks, Yuella.
Every white bitch sentence ever.
Don't forget to align your chakras, bitches. So do your research.
Did you actually say that?
Yeah. If you no, you didn't. you meant the light chakras. No. So do your research. I know it sounds boring, but really doesn't have to be. Watch YouTube videos, read articles, watch YouTube videos on how to lose your virginity.
This is a step-by-step tutorial on how to get laid.
Hi, welcome to the Badass's Guide of losing a virginity. First of all, you gotta find a girl.
You gotta be cool.
You gotta be cool. I'm cool. I've got the Jewel Lotus foil near mint. Post Malone asked me about it. I'm cool.
I'm friends with Post Malone.
Okay. See, I fucking knew it. I didn't even say it. Watch YouTube videos, read articles. This might sound a little weird, but get to know your own body by masturbating. Come to grips with what it is that you like and what your body responds well to. Not only with this make you a better sexual partner, but it's going to enable you to feel more confident and communicating what feels good. Yuella, you know, I should have done research beforehand, but Yuella is giving a very, very vague way of like, oh, and she's British, so that's white. She's white.
Fuck Yuella. This is the Don't Ask Podcast Guide to Losing Your Virginity.
Have sex.
Don't be weird.
Correct. And the answer is, you don't have to nut.
Yeah.
You pierce the day, right? Penetrate the day, right?
Okay, But you have blue balls for the rest of the day.
Yes, correct.
So don't be stupid.
Yeah, you sendiri go and don't nut out, don't nut, then your problem lah, bro.
The Dunula Podcast Guide to Losing Your Virginity.
Dula?
Just go for it, bro.
Just dula?
First of all, don't be weird. Second of all, make friends with a girl.
Yes.
Third of all, don't gaslight her. Make sure she knows what you're after.
Yes. Just tell her directly you want to have sex.
Yeah. Like, I'm in this friendship because I find you attractive and I hope it will lead to a relationship later where after that we will have coitus. But don't use the word coitus.
Sayang, apa tu coitus?
Coitus tu apa?
Coitus tu apa?
Coiling untuk vape ke?
Guna cotton high quality.
Yeah. So don't gaslight people.
Yeah, never gaslight people.
Just be honest and upfront about your intentions.
Life will be a lot easier if you're honest and not manipulative.
Yes.
Yes.
And after that, be safe. Use a condom.
Yes.
And don't have sex in your car.
Nah, number six, do not have sex in your car. That, why? Because it's bad juju.
It's bad juju.
Never ever, unless you want to total loss your car, then fuck your girl in the car. No problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, claim insurance.
And also, like, first time, I feel like, you know, when they say like, oh, it's the first time, you have to make it special. I feel that is quite important.
Yeah.
Because just don't nut up and shut up, you know?
Yeah. You gotta have the pillow talk.
You have to have the pillow talk.
You have to have the pillow talk.
Just be in a very comfortable place. Don't be like, oh shit, I'm so horny, let's do it in the backseat of my car. No.
No.
Because it's gonna embarrass you, it's gonna embarrass her.
Yeah.
And then you might not like you. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, and the car is small.
Be comfortable.
Like, okay, yeah, you want to have sex in the Myvi. Can you imagine how small Myvi is? You can't fit anyone in there. Just okay, guys. Let's just put it out there. There are a lot of hotels out there that go on hourly rates, but not the big ones.
Go on a holiday. Take your girl on a holiday. Don't be cheap.
Yeah, take your girl on a holiday. Yeah, you're right. Go bring her hiking.
Yeah.
Bring her hiking.
Fuck her in the forest.
Fuck in the forest.
Like a good Malay. Like a good Melayu kebun getah. You know?
But if you want to be a gentleman, bring a mat.
Yeah.
Bring a mat. Or even better, just bring a sleeping bag.
Here's the thing, like as someone who is into the reptile industry, right? And you know, like the
you
habitat.
You mean they have sex for crocodiles?
No. And you know the habitat of snakes, right?
Yeah.
And you know Malaysia has like various indigenous species of venomous reptiles.
Okay.
Venomous snakes.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you'll see those 3GP pawns last time where like they do it in the forest couple, they have semak and everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know, like that is because it looks so comfy, that there's like so much leaves on a certain
foliage.
Area, like, foliage and everything, right? You know those are like perfect places for like king
snakes.
Cobras,
whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
And people are just like crash landing on there and just doing their business there. In my mind, I'm like, fuck, dude, kalau bontot kena gigit ular ni,
imagine it's a python.
Ooh, they just wrap around you and you can't get them off, right?
Yeah, and it takes a whole new meaning to my girlfriend was eaten.
I mean, like,
fist bump me, bro. No, by your anaconda. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, and don't do it. Like, find a place with. Find if you're gonna do it in the kebun getah or whatever, look for a place that doesn't have holes in the ground.
Ah.
That can be dens or nests for snakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, don't do it in a kebun like durian, because there are wild boars and tigers and shit.
And durian.
And durian.
And ripe durian.
falling on your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brings a whole new level of pain, man.
Dunala podcast is just waiting for the time when the news will come out where like two teens were you know, died from falling durian after like trying to have sex in a durian orchard.
Yeah, I would like that as well.
I would love to dissect that story.
Yeah, like, man, these guys were so horny, the durians also saw it and it was like, I want in too.
The last words spoken to his friends were, aku tak nak jadi macam orang dia sakit. Buat dalam kereta kat parking lot. Buat dalam hutan dan kebun.
Aku nak jadi cool sikit, bro.
Kantor dengan brother-brother ambil video kan. And yet a durian fell on your head.
Yeah, and the bro just goes over and said, lain kali jangan buat kat durian, kat kebun durian, bro.
Susah. It's difficult to have sex in Malaysia lah.
It's very difficult to
have
sex in Malaysia.
You're not married, you check into a cheap motel, kena kantor dengan jais, dengan polis. Buat dalam kereta, kantor dengan brother-brother ambil video. Buat dalam semak, kena gigit ular. Buat dalam kebun durian,
kena durian.
Durian jatuh kepala. Mana lagi kat mana lagi kita nak?
Buat kat rumah je lah.
Buat kat rumah, mak bapak balik.
Ay.
So just be a virgin until you're 30 and you move out.
Or just be celibate lah, you know.
Just be celibate your
just
whole life.
Just be celibate. Yeah, just but don't be incels, please. Don't be incels, because you might end up just killing people for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that will be the end of the Donola podcast for this week.
Yeah. I wanted to say something that I caught myself.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because I haven't said goodbye yet.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to say bye, and then I was like, oh wait, no, say bye.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for listening to us. This is episode 62. We've touched a lot of controversial topics. We've talked about how to navigate around cancel culture. We've talked about why Chinese people in JB are not the smartest people in the country. So are equal people, and I stand by my statement. And we've talked about Bazaar Ramadans, which have somehow been mild, except for the stupid prices and the long wait times.
Prices have gone up.
Prices have gone significantly up.
Should have had a discussion about that.
It's because of fucking Chef Amar lah. Fuck him lah. Bringing his stupid lamb shank, nasi Arab, expensive shit to the USJ 4-1. And everybody's like, I need to mark up my price also.
And I don't like how he's constantly trying to like promote the fact that he's Muslim. Like, Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Like,
Inshallah. Bismillah.
Your face already looks Muslim to me.
Yeah.
If there's a... it sounds fucking racist. I'm gonna put a trigger warning over here.
Do it.
You can skip to the next 5 minutes. I don't even care. Like, his face screams Muslim already. Like, if there was a face for Muslim, Chef Amar would be it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Like, you look at Chef Amar, you're like, Muslim.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if he's like Jewish, he'll be like, no, he's Muslim.
Yeah, he's Muslim. But I'm Jewish. No, you're
I'm
not.
I'm American. Muslim. No, you're jihadist.
No, you're a terrorist. You're a dirty, dirty terrorist.
Dude must get like if he's traveling anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, he would get like, you know, random
profiled.
Spot.
Yeah, he'll get profiled. For sure. Yeah. For sure. How do you know if you're... How do you know you look Muslim? You get randomly profiled in the airport.
Sir... Can you please step out of the line?
Is it because I look Muslim? Yes. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it anymore. You just look Muslim. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to be sorry about it, you fucking dirty terrorist. But
like,
I'm not.
Chef Amar should just like arrive at the airport like 4 or 5 hours earlier.
Just so that he can be profiled, right?
Just so that he can be profiled and then strip searched.
Yep.
And then still have time to make it for his flight.
Ah.
Yeah.
You know, that should be a thing for those who want to go to the States. You know? Just go earlier.
Yeah.
Get an earlier flight, book an Airbnb or book a taxi like 5 hours later.
Or like book the day after.
Yeah, book the day after, because you might stay in the lockup for a while. Yeah.
Like when Chef Amar wants to book a flight, he books it for the next day. He brings his own like neck pillow because the holding cells at the airports don't have pillows.
And you know how I know Chef Amar is Muslim? Yeah. Because he closed his lamb shank nasi Arab thing 2 weeks earlier because apparently he kena santau. You know already. Santau people, all the Santau culture. Oh no. No Chinese people know Santau. Don't have.
But doesn't he have like the protection from the evil eye that he got from Turkey?
Did he?
Oh, I know. He looks like he would lah.
Maybe it's just the eye of Sauron.
Alhamdulillah, Bismillah. Kalau kawan semua, Bismillah. Saya mau masak, Alhamdulillah. Ini dia lamb shank, Alhamdulillah. Yang saya telah masak sekian lama, InsyaAllah.
Man, you got a lot of pent-up aggression for Chef Amar, huh?
No, I have pent-up aggression for people like that. Like, there's this other guy that like came onto my onto my TikTok feed. He sells like one of those like Arab smelling shit with the wood that you have to burn, stuff like that. Oh my god. He can't go like, he can't say 2 words without saying like Alhamdulillah, Inshallah,
so do you have
Bismillah.
Do you have any problems for those
like
TikTok,
string your
TikTok
words
chefs,
properly?
The TikTok chefs that go Bismillah before they eat.
Oh yeah, I do. Like, fucking do it. It's not ASMR, bro. Just like do it under your breath,
it's
or something like that.
Last but not least, Bismillah. And yeah. then he just takes a bite. I'm like, just fucking eat.
Just fucking eat it.
Just fucking eat.
Or just before you take the video,
you don't
just get it out of your system.
Yeah, you don't. Bismillah. You don't see Christian food TikTokers go, and in Jesus Christ's name, amen, and takes a bite, right? What the fuck, bro? You don't see Chinese people cooking and go Amitofo when they eat a dog, right? You know, yeah. like, what the fuck, man? Doesn't make sense.
Like, even like looking at the food that they're eating also, like, the devil's not going to eat with you, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true. The devil's not going to make your food tasteless. If anything, it's just going to add extra spice to it.
Yeah.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
And we're going to end the podcast over here on a very scary note. But thanks for listening.
Thank you.
To episode 62. Yeah.
62 episodes yeah. without getting called in.
Hold on.
By the
Are
police.
We 61 or 62?
61, 62. We lost count already.
We
think we care.
Oh, no. This is episode 61.
We care.
This is episode 61. I'm sorry. Because Kyle's episode was a landmark episode, which is episode 60, which we did before this episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
So that was episode 61. If you want to send us your suggestions, send it over to us at Donola Podcast on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. We have the link tree. Just click on the fucking link and then put it in there, please. Please, so that we don't have to source out the questions, weird questions from other places, because we want to hear weird questions from you. I know it's embarrassing to listen to weird questions, but hey, fuck it.
The next person that gives us a weird question or suggestion will win a prize.
Ooh.
No, actually, if we read it on the podcast, we'll get a prize.
Yeah, we'll get a prize. If we feature your question, you get a prize. The prize is us. We are your presents.
A firm handshake.
Yes. Because a lot of us never got firm handshakes from our parents.
Yes. And 5 seconds of uninterrupted eye-to-eye contact.
That's so uncomfortable.
5 seconds, dude. That's why. 5 seconds.
Oh fuck, it's so weird.
Yeah. If you want to see Henry like squirm, send in your suggestions.
Yes, please. I live to squirm. I'm a worm. Bye. Hi, welcome to the Donola Podcast. If you're listening to this, don't forget to like and subscribe to us on a YouTube channel that we have not created yet. When you find this voice note with this soothing voice in the sound of rain, which has not come and arrived yet because Mother Nature is being a bitch, you can sit down and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcasting platforms, whether it be Breaker, whether it be Overcast, whether it be Radio Public. If you want to drop us suggestions, we are a fully interactive show, though we don't interact with you face to face. We would like you to send us your weirdly specific questions, your weird opinions, your weird suggestions to us at our social media platforms at Donola Podcast on both Facebook and Instagram. Our Facebook page is dying because nobody uses Facebook anymore except for old people, and we're trying to reach out to the younger audience. Because of that, you can give us a like on Facebook as pity. And if you do like us on Instagram, you can like us, like our videos, like the highlights that comes out every day. Or not every day, but 2 to 3 days, depending on how lazy Henry is on that week. Just have fun. We've also put in a link tree where you can find our forms made from Google Forms. Thank you, Google. You can also find us there. You can put in anything. You can ask us anything. You can tell us anything. You can give us an opinion about anything. Just put it there. Because we desperately need people to keep our show alive. We're dying here, we're trying to make money. Why are you not giving us money? Please, for the love of God, just give me money. We need money to survive, we don't want to work our day jobs anymore. Hazik has a cat to feed, his name is also Henry.